You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The election of Donald Trump has many anxious about a new era of harsh policies designed to crack down on people in the country without legal status. Now, a growing movement has universities under pressure to declare themselves sanctuary campuses and declare they will not cooperate with federal immigration officials. The push is generally initiated by students and faculty, but there are still a lot of questions about what that means on a practical level. Emily Dury covers education for The Atlantic, and she wrote about the trend today. Hello, Emily.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
First, what exactly does it mean for a school to declare itself a sanctuary campus?
There are students at dozens of campuses across the country that are asking their schools to become sanctuary campuses, and often they want the schools to ensure that undocumented students are protected and that the school won't hand over information about those students to immigration authorities, for instance. But there's no clear or broad definition.
If many of these schools are saying they won't cooperate with immigration officials unless required by law, and the reason we're talking about this is precisely because of concerns about federal law, what exactly can a school do if it's pressed to divulge a student's immigration status?
That's something that worries a lot of people. I mean, schools could promise to be sanctuary campuses, but ultimately if somebody shows up with a warrant, for instance, the school doesn't necessarily have much authority to stand in their way if they're looking to identify a student for deportation, for instance. And I think that that really scares a lot of students, but also administrators who are somewhat aware that they can go up to a certain point to protect undocumented students. But ultimately, if immigration officials show up on campus with a warrant or with a, you know, a court order or a subpoena or something like that, there isn't a whole lot that schools could do.
Let's talk about the physical presence of immigration customs enforcement officers. We often hear them referred to as ICE. Are they currently allowed to enter a college campus and conduct a raid on a cafeteria, classroom, even a dormitory? Does that happen?
No, that really doesn't happen right now. And schools are generally considered safe spaces for students. And those officials generally do not go onto campuses, whether those are K-12 campuses or college campuses. But it's not necessarily an official rule, and it's not clear whether they would go onto a school campus under a Trump administration.
Supporters of university compliance with the immigration laws say that providing sanctuary on these campuses might get in the way of homeland security or national security investigations of people who might even be identified as potential terrorists. How about that criticism?
Right. I think that that's something that schools are going to have to weigh and consider. And the other thing that they're going to have to consider is how their boards of trustees feel, for instance, because if they feel that there's too much of a threat of losing federal funding, which would honestly cripple most universities, they may feel compelled to cooperate with federal immigration authorities because there are not that many undocumented students on many of these campuses.
Emily Dury is an editor at The Atlantic. Her story out today is called "The Push for Sanctuary Campuses Prompts More Questions Than Answers." Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you.